fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Today on Fitter Happier, we're chatting ciggies, we're chatting darts, we're talking durries. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and a major cause of lung cancer is smoking. For any smokers out there, this is a good time to start the conversation around quitting the habit for good. And joining us to talk about making smoking history is Sarah from the Cancer Council. Welcome to Fitter Happier.
Thanks. How are you doing?
Good. I think people, I was quite excited about this chat, and people were like, why? Like, it's such a big thing. But the thing that gets me excited is that I love talking about it so that we can get it out there, because so much good can come from talking about it.
That's right, yeah.
Which is what I want to talk about now, November being Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Let's get straight into it. I want to know the hard facts and how bad lung cancer is in Australia.
Well, in terms of smoking is the number one risk factor for lung cancer. It causes by far the most cases, about a little over 3/4. And so, of course, if we're able to stop people from smoking, they're going to start reducing their risk immediately, which is really important, because it's, you know, no cancer is fun to go through, and this one that is largely preventable.
Yeah. So lung cancer, yeah, so as you said, it doesn't come directly just from smoking, but it's the major thing. And what are some of, what would someone go through if they had lung cancer?
Well, lung cancer actually is got a low survival rate because it can be quite hard to detect in the early stages. Some people might not have any symptoms, and other people, they could be very vague symptoms, like a cough that just doesn't go away, or maybe a loss of appetite, or you've lost weight when you're not even trying. Just some things that you might think, oh, it's a bit off, but, you know, do I need to be worried? So I guess a really important thing is to know your own body and know what's normal for you, and if you have any concerns, particularly for lung cancer, with your chest, coughing, chest pain, definitely get it checked out. The earlier, the better.
Let's talk about the You Quit, You Win campaign. Can you tell us about what it means to win and why we want to win?
Yeah, well, for sure. Well, when you quit smoking,
from being extremely competitive.
After you get through, I guess, the hard part of the cravings and the withdrawals, and once you're in the clear and you've quit, it's just all good that comes from that. You know, you get the financial benefits immediately. Smoking is super expensive, and that's the number one reason why most people quit, for the wallet. So you'll notice that pretty much straight away. And then all the health benefits that come after that. One thing that surprises a lot of people is that their sense of taste improves, because their sense of smell improves, because the smoke's not going up there and damaging the nostrils and all of that. So people enjoy their food better and all of that. So that's one of the surprising facts I think people find.
Yeah, I was going to say, when my partner quit smoking, he has that app that's like says every week how much money you save. And then the biggest thing he said he loved most about it was the fact that beer's never tasted so good. He was like, you know, it used to be that, you know, you'd have a cigarette with your beer, but now you can just enjoy your beer because it tastes so good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a major sort of a habitual thing that people go through, is if they smoke when they have a drink. It can be really hard to break, so well done your partner for being able to do that.
And I guess it's hard, you know, we talk a lot about Australian culture with things like this, but I guess a good thing about it is that kind of the Australian culture is moving more away from having cigarettes. It's not something that's, you know, super in as much as it used to be, you'd say.
No, it's a lot less normal for sure. Like, 50 years ago, it was probably around 50% of the population smoking, but now in WA, we're one of the lowest smoking rates in Australia. Daily smoking is just under 10%. Total smoking is about 12%. So we're doing really well. But there is still a bit of a way to go, and it's important that we keep putting the message out there to remind people it's always bad. It's only going to get worse in terms of what it does to your health. So we don't want to take our foot off the pedal, but it is getting better.
Well, we talked a little bit about the health consequences, but what about some of the social consequences people go through?
Yeah, I think, in our current ad, You Quit, You Win, it covers a few of those, like having to find somewhere to smoke in all kinds of weather, having to leave your group of friends, go outside, and you're on your own a lot of the time. The smell, you're worried about, does my breath smell, do my clothes smell? And I guess the point of that is just, these are even more things. If you haven't thought about it, you've been thinking about saving money, getting health benefits, but then all this other stuff, you get to forget about forever once you quit as well.
I want to, yeah, it's very good thing to talk about, and I that you so often hear when a smoker's, you know, currently smoking a cigarette, and they're like, oh, you know, I'm going to, next year I'm going to quit, or tomorrow I'm going to quit, or I'm not quite ready yet, but I want to do it soon. But I guess, you know, thinking about compiling all those things to think about, it is really important that they quit as soon as possible. But coming from a health perspective, what health, I guess, what good health impacts can we see with people quitting as soon as possible?
Yeah, well, as soon as you start quitting, your body can start to repair itself. So your risk of at least 16 different types of cancers starts to decrease, respiratory diseases, cardiovascular diseases. There's just so many. There's some that people might not realise can be caused by smoking. It's like type 2 diabetes, arthritis, macular degeneration, which is slow loss of your eyesight. There are just, it goes on and on. So the sooner you quit, you better, the better. But you will have benefits at any stage. So even if you've just been diagnosed with a smoking-related disease, your treatment options can have better outcomes if you quit. So it's always good to quit.
So it's never too late to
never
quit.
Never too late to quit.
That's a good message. Right now on RCRFM, you're listening to Fitter Happier. We're talking about November being Lung Cancer Awareness Month. We're speaking with Sarah Beasley from the Cancer Council. Sarah, some smokers think that smoking helps reduce stress and anxiety.
Mm.
Is this a bit of a myth, or does smoking have any like positive mental health effects?
It doesn't, but it is a common misconception. I think a lot of that comes from when you're craving a cigarette, you might feel restless, you feel stressed and anxious, and so you go out, have a hit of nicotine, and you do temporarily feel better. It's just a physiological reaction. Your body is craving nicotine and you give it a bit of nicotine, but it's not a mental health benefit, it's just sort of feeding that addiction. But we know that people who quit have significant improvements in their mood, their psychological quality of life, and that's not just in people who have got a diagnosed mental illness, that just all people can benefit mentally from quitting smoking.
So I guess it's a little bit of a placebo effect, like people thinking that they need, you know, like, well, it's a drug. Tobacco is a drug.
Yeah, nicotine is super addictive. It's up there with heroin. It's really, really can be difficult to break if you're not prepared. So
yeah. I guess people think they need that hit, or they need that inhale, or whatever you do to smoke to get it.
Need it to get through the day. Yeah, people use it as a coping mechanism. It's, you know, one of the most unhealthy coping mechanisms out there. So definitely people trying to quit need to find a way to replace that in their life. So when they do feel stressed, instead of using a cigarette to get through that time, you've got to find something that will work for you to distract you for those few minutes or whatever it is.
Mm, well, that's what I want to talk about. And something that comes up a lot when talking about smoking and quitting is triggers. Can you explain what they are and how people who are quitting can deal with it?
Yeah, so a trigger is pretty much anything that makes you reach for a smoke. It's usually connected to emotions or habits, so emotions like stress, like I was just saying, or habits of, we were talking before about smoking while you're drinking. A lot of people, morning coffee, have a smoke as well. So when people think about, a lot of people go cold turkey to quit, they might think that means just throwing away the packet and you're done. But it is really important to plan for your triggers when you're quitting, even if you're doing cold turkey. And just think, you know, when in the day do I usually reach for a smoke? What does it mean to me, that smoke? What am I using it for? And then find something that you can replace that activity with.
Are there any, when it comes to quitting smoking, there's so much hoopla out there. There's so many self-help things you can do, and what's that one where they swing the watch?
Oh, hypnosis?
Yeah. What, is there any proven facts against any of those things out there, like that we know is definitely going to help? Or,
well, in terms of, I guess, what is proven by the evidence to work, definitely all the sort of NRT therapies and that have been approved for sale, they help talk to your doctor about how to use them and that sort of thing. There are a couple of quitting medications on the market as well. But everyone's super different. So, you know, cold turkey works for a lot of people, but it's just important to, like I was saying before, know your triggers and find what works for you. So if you try one thing and it doesn't work, it doesn't mean you can't quit. It just means you've got to try it and, like, brainstorm a few other ways that you can get around it.
And I guess a nice message to put out there is if you fall off the bandwagon, it's okay.
Definitely,
that happens.
Yeah.
You can get back on it and you can get through it.
Certainly. Most people take multiple attempts to quit before they kick it for good. So just keep trying. And any time that you're breaking from smoking cigarettes is good for your body.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier today. Do you have any more advice for someone who may be listening who's trying to quit right now?
Yeah, well, if anyone is thinking, how do I get started, definitely check out our website, makesmokinghistory.org.au. We've got a bunch of links and resources there, stories from people who have quit. But if people are sort of have tried everything and they don't know, they're like, there's nothing else, I can't think of what else to do next, give the Quitline a call on 1378 48, because they've been talking to people for decades about smoking and they'll come up with something for you.
Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.